Welcome, everybody.
Are we live?
Is he pulling up right now?
Is Sean pulling up?
What a piece of shit. It's 7:02.
We said we knew he'd be back just for the podcast because that's his thing. He doesn't care about other people's things, only his thing. Yeah. He better come in here with the juiciest finger bang story.
He can set him up, doesn't he?
So, did you get permission?
What?
Did you get permission?
Did you get permission?
Permission for what?
To do it.
I'll switch.
To do what?
To do the thing that you left to get permission for.
I have. I don't know what you're referring to, but I'm sure the answer is yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good. It's yes?
All
right.
Then so, we're allowed.
With no further ado, people have been waiting all 5 hours. Tell them your finger bang story.
We didn't reach the goal yet. We can't do that. That's just
no,
premature,
we,
guys.
No,
we're
we
pretty
actually,
sure we're going to get
hey,
the goal.
Look, that's
well, we're
going to
hit it by the end.
I mean,
so.
We're going to get there.
That's a very impressive number, but we had a deal.
We kind of promised the crowd that they would, you know, it's like in an exchange. It's like you go first, I go first. We actually
yeah.
set it up to where if you tell it, they're going to donate the rest.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
Basically, it's over right now if you don't do anything, but we will hit probably $9,000 in our Patreon if you say it. So, go ahead.
And then you're fired.
Yeah.
And maybe. Then I'm fired.
No, but we said
if he
said if he tells a story, he could stay.
Oh,
so, you kind of have no choice.
So, either I go home now.
Wait, now, Sean.
Yeah?
I'm curious that you haven't mentioned why Rocco's not wearing any pants.
I mean, I sacrificed.
I know why he didn't.
Hey, just for a second, will you just look down?
Just for a second.
Fuck! Oh, no! Oh!
There's some things a man shouldn't see so close.
And we're bros here, though.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
my best,
bros.
My
we're
best friends. You don't get that close to it.
Mm.
You don't.
Delicious.
Oh.
Well,
no, hello. Everyone, my friends. I want to say, sorry I couldn't be there for the whole stream, but I watched it from home.
What?
my poor wife is very sick right now, and...
I don't believe
it. I took some Tylenol pills before, and I'm here. I'm spitting into a bag, but I'm here.
Jenny, do you take Tylenol? I should take Tylenol.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to get on that Tylenol.
The Tylenol.
Sure, just brought it with you. Talk to me after the stream.
Okay. We'll anyways, I was going to say, I watched the whole thing, and you guys did an awesome job, and I was sorry I couldn't be here, but you guys killed it, and good job on you. And I enjoyed when you all danced with no pants on. So
wonderful.
There you go.
We do have, this is the final hour of our Patreon podcast, Supercast.
We should just say, some people are tuning in on Tuesday. This is the podcast. And
so far, nothing has made sense. So if anything,
yeah, so far, nothing has made sense. So, we wanted to say, on Sunday, we had, which is right now, so I'm speaking weird here, we had a little fundraiser, not a fundraiser, a telethon, if you will, for our Patreon and contributing to the goals, stuff like that.
Would you?
And we're going, and it's going swimmingly.
Theme song! Burning down the avenue, model citizen, zero disobey. Don't you know she's coming home with you? You lose her in that turn. Fuck it up! Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so as Rocco said, we've been streaming all day long. Right now it's Sunday, and we just launched our Patreon. If you've been watching, you're well aware of it. It's still going right now, and you know what? We're going to try to reach our final goal of the evening, which is we're going to try to hit $5,000 by 8 o'clock. So only
dude, we got
$601 to go.
53 minutes.
It's gonna be
this
tight.
Is it.
It's
this
gonna
is
be
the
tight,
last minute.
But this is the final goal, so I think I'm confident we can do it. And I want to say I've been saying this all day, but really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, and I'm gonna speak for everybody here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
To everybody who has supported us through the years. To all our fans, thank you for watching. If you're tuning in on Tuesday or watching this on YouTube, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. You guys have always been there for us.
Yeah, this whole thing has blown me away, honestly. So, very cool.
So, if you get a chance, check out the Patreon and support it. And again, it's just another way. Nothing is at risk. We're doing what we're doing no matter what you do. But if you want to see us expand and you want to see more stuff from us, check out the Patreon. And again, if Patreon's not your thing, we got plenty of stuff in our online store. That helps us. If you want to subscribe on Twitch, that helps us. Whatever
subscribe
you want to
on
do.
YouTube.
Whatever you want to do, that does help us out. And we do appreciate that you guys do all this stuff. You've given us the freedom to where we do not have to be corporately contained or managed. We're on our own, baby, and we're going to keep making it as good. Some people said today was like the day we decided to create our own mother base.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
call us Diamond Dogs. There's the pin. Call us Diamond Dogs, baby, because we're building that base out in the ocean.
Woo!
And we're getting bigger and bigger, and my horn is growing more and more, baby. Woo! Actually, I'm dressed more like Quiet right now.
You are.
Yeah,
it's true.
So
I'm offended.
I know. That's why. That's the whole point of me doing this. You know?
We're about shaking the foundation.
Yeah, I want you to just not know how to feel, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyways, 500.
Good Quiet.
Yeah, $590 away. So
over 500 patrons.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
That's amazing.
So without further ado, we should get to the news at hand today.
Yeah,
stuff for the podcast. We did. We put out some stuff this
beautiful.
Past week. That is beautiful.
That
we
is
actually
beautiful.
Just did a minute ago.
How
we
cool
did a brand
that?
New POS TV. We hadn't done that stream in a long time.
It's
where
art.
We
years.
We watched stupid VHS tapes.
It's been years. It's funny, if you miss POS TV, you're not alone, because we only did about four or five episodes.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago, and I was talking to these guys, the last one we did, we don't screen the tapes before we watch them.
Well,
that's the whole point.
And we popped in a tape that had like dead bodies on it, like dead children, and it just
feel right.
It sucked the wind out of the room so hard, we never did another POS TV ever again after that. And I was just kind of reminiscing about that and laughing that... That was the final note. Like, it was all fun and games and happy and chipper. And then there was a dead child, and then it all ended. And that was what you were. That was the taste that was left in your mouth.
Yeah.
A corpse.
Yeah, that was
so.
Terrible.
Corpse taste. Corpse
taste. That's reality.
I'm happy we were able to do it again today.
Yeah.
And
wash the plate clean.
Yes, exactly. It's a whole new day.
Yes, but anyway, so that was a lot of fun. So we did that. We've been streaming all day today. But previous to today, we also put out a couple things on our YouTube channel you might have missed. I don't know if you saw them. We put out a double dose of behind the scenes this week. We put out behind the scenes of our Metal Gear Solid 5 video and behind the scenes of our Friday the 13th, the game, the movie video. And they're good from two different sides. The Metal Gear behind the scenes is, oh, wow, hit video. How did they make, wow, they got the style of Metal Gear. Wow, okay, the arm looks perfect. How did Garrett make it? Whoa, he molded some plastic. I can't believe that. Wow, very awesome. Everything executed perfect. And then you have the behind the scenes of Friday the 13th. Check out this drone shot. Oh, fuck, I lost control. Oh, fuck. That's gone. So you get both sides. You
that's
get
great.
The good with the bad.
Yeah.
And that's how we always like to give it to you.
The drone shot, I filmed from my phone when I realized that we lost control and maybe we'd get a video out of it, at least. And I put my phone away thinking, well, it's falling, I'll just catch it. Which I was...
Hey, we've spent some close calls before.
I could have caught that.
Yeah.
If the blades had stopped, but they did not stop. And it was like, nope, never mind, what's that?
I bet if you had been hit by them, it wouldn't really have hurt you that bad. They are meant to break away.
Really? Well.
Yeah. Instinctively, now it's easier said than done. Instinctively, I would not go there near that either. But I actually, just so you know, if they would have hit you, they would have broken on contact.
Really?
That's what they're supposed to
do.
That's why there's like 20 extra.
You would have done it.
Yeah, I have very strong hands.
Yeah, I have.
It was like 200 dingy. Feet in the air and then hit a tree and came tumbling down.
Dude, yeah.
I was ready to give it a shot.
I would have been there.
There are,
I chickened out.
There are like 100 extra blades in the thing because of that. They're meant to break.
Next time when we get it fixed, if we ever do that, that ever happens, can't talk. I'm putting my hand in it as a tester just to see.
Ooh.
So I know in the future.
You're like a daredevil.
You're gonna lose a finger.
Well, see, then that. Okay,
well then you could sue. Then,
then
they pay for the next drone for the rest of your life.
And your new finger.
You could sue. You should just turn a drone on and just like put your face in it.
Yeah.
Then you could sue. And the blades don't break off. Okay.
You can sue.
Sounds you good. Get a facelift, look like George Clooney.
Yeah. Sure. Look amazing.
Sean names
it. Anyway, so that both of those went up. I'm glad the Metal Gear behind the scenes is out because you got to see, like I said, the arm that Garrett made was really cool. People thought it was a legit official product. And it really wasn't. You made it out of, what was it, a Big Gulp cup and a Jamba Juice cup?
Yeah, I mean, like, the the base of it was a, like a cardboard, you know, a paper Jamba Juice cup, the large size, by the way.
Yeah.
I go for a green machine. But that's neither here nor there. Then the...
I go for a strawberry surf rider.
Strawberry surf rider?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know they got secret menu?
Yeah.
Pink Starburst.
Pink Starburst! Fuck white gummy bear.
Fuck you.
Is anyone in here in the Jamba Juice sucks camp? Am I alone?
Yeah.
I knew Kevin would be.
Fuck you.
But otherwise, everyone else likes it,
you guys hate health?
I was always alone in that.
You hate steel cut oatmeal?
You'll like it. Smoothies. This guy likes Sabertones.
Hell yeah, I do.
Eggs and peanut butter on his hamburgers.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But he doesn't like blended fruit in a cup.
I like what I like. I am what I am. Popeye.
Spinach,
by the way.
The two parts were that Jamba Juice cup and a Big Gulp, like from 7-Eleven, like the really big soda cup.
Yeah.
And that was a type of plastic that I could kind of mold. I wanted to make it as tight to the forearm as you could be, because I saw a lot of them made out of Kraft foam, and they were real big and bulky. Mm-hmm. And then, Kraft, like the thin Kraft foam layered over top of it.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be like a Mega Man blaster.
No. Yeah, I wanted to make it. I wanted to make it as slim and tight as I could. And then most of the stuff in the hand was seriously like work gloves that I cut up and glued onto other work gloves and then painted in the fashion of the.
Well, it looked great. Yeah, it looked nice. Super durable. Like, he was walking around with it.
Yeah, he was hitting stuff.
Because you guys told me, you know, you're going to do that sonar $1 million man effect I wanted to make sure you could hit stuff. And wouldn't break.
Yeah, we were saying, we said this last week, but I hit a lot more stuff, and I thought it was funny, but it just didn't fit into the story of the video. I don't know if you put that in the behind the scenes, me banging on stuff.
There's a little bit more of that.
I felt like we could have had... Like, there were, like, four videos in that one video. We could have had a video of just the flying fist, or just the hidden step, or just carrying me, but we combined them all together.
I'm excited to watch it now.
Like a Jamba Juice smoothie.
Yeah. Check it out.
Like it's good.
With a boost.
And then, check out the Friday the 13th thing, and you'll just see a drone eat shit.
And which is funny, because there's more behind the scenes for Friday the 13th that didn't go in there. And I think one thing that was really interesting in that video... We go to a lake and Jason is on a boat and Kevin and Sean are actually in the boat. But we kind of ran into a problem. Like, how do we get Jason Voorhees onto this boat? Because we have to rent it from a lake.
Right.
And they have all these rules when you rent a boat from a lake. Like, no standing up. You have to wear a life vest. You can't go within 5 feet of the surface. Oh,
I didn't know that. See, I wasn't there for filming on the boat. I wasn't there for that.
So what we did is we had them rent the boat, and I took all the equipment and walked to the total other end of the lake. Yeah. And I just picked a tree, and I sat down underneath it, and I just waited. And I saw them looking totally normal, like
I was wearing that purple suit.
You were wearing a purple jumpsuit, but there's no rule against wearing purple.
No,
But you guys come paddling up to me. You're not supposed to go within 5 feet of the shore. They totally beached that thing on the shore. Like, we grabbed it. We're holding it. Then we load all the Jason stuff into it. And I think we even loaded, we didn't load any weapons, but I gave you the camera.
Yeah.
And then they had to paddle back out into the middle of the lake. And Sean is suiting up in the boat in the middle of the lake. And there was a moment where I was convinced the whole thing was going to go capsize.
Me too. I thought the
He stood up and he was like trying to get closer to Kevin. And suddenly he was just like, this is it. This is the moment where they all go on the water. But
the lady said, okay, stay in your seats and don't anyone move because the canoes are super,
they'll capsize.
Balance. Yeah, easily. And I remember thinking we already lost the drone in this video. If we lose this fucking camera, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
So we saved it, and I was able to film Kevin, and then I gave the camera back, and then he filmed me attacking.
We got
Kevin.
A lot of good shots at the lake, but we had to do some covert operations.
I was going to say, I didn't know there was any behind the scenes of that stuff. I wasn't there. I'm usually there for most things that we film. I was not there for the lake boat stuff. And so... I didn't know there was any behind the scenes there. So at some point we'll have to show that.
We said it. That's good.
Shit.
There you go.
It's all right.
Save it for a panel.
Yeah, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I had a lot of fun playing both those videos.
Both of those were a lot of fun.
They're very different.
Yeah,
I was
stoked on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so check those out. I'm trying to think, lately we've been getting ready for, game days. Our event is coming up next week. Jeez, it's a week from now.
It's a week from today.
Come join us at Disneyland on Sunday the 15th. But we've been, anyway, getting ready for that. And so I've been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. So I haven't played a lot of stuff, cause I kind of wanted to talk about games, things like that. But I did play, it just occurred to me, Nintendo sent us a copy like a couple days early of Gokai. I'm thinking of Gokaiger.
Oh,
Yokai Watch
for 3DS.
Same, yeah,
Yokai Watch on 3DS. Got a copy of that, and I got to play it. And you know what? It's actually pretty fun. I have been out of the Pokemon loop for a long time. I beat the first couple, and I didn't need any more, and I have never really been interested in returning. Yokai Watch is pretty much another Pokemon, but it's all centered around traditional Japanese yokai and spirits and stuff.
That's cool.
Has a different angle to it, and the way that it's at, or where it's at, and the area it kind of dwells in is a different is different enough from Pokemon to where I'm like, okay, this is fun. Like, I can kind of play this kind of game again. It's just different enough.
What's the key difference, would you say?
You are now kind of, you're in, how do I describe it? You're in a 3D world. You're using a watch, a lens that it has to find secret things in ordinary places, you know? So, whereas Pokemon, it's like, hey, let me go in this field or meet a trainer. This game, and, you know, I'm not terribly far in it, so maybe things change, but you're actually looking at, you know, okay, in this bucket, would there be a water spirit? Ooh, I'm seeing something in there. You're looking in kind of like goofy places to try to find things that you capture and use to battle other, you know. So,
and then you fight with those captured.
And what's and what's interesting is gameplay-wise, they auto-attack.
Yes.
While you kind of make other decisions. And that kind of almost reminds me, it sounds a little extreme, it almost reminds me of Final Fantasy XII.
Where you would
kind of program things to do stuff, and they're attacking while you're picking other stuff. You know, it's not really that at all. But anyway, so it's kind of cool. You know, I wouldn't have tried it if they hadn't sent it, just because it looked so much like Pokemon to me. But I've been having fun. Yeah, it's been pretty cool. But again, I'm not super far.
I thought this was already out.
It is out now. It's out Friday, but we got it like Thursday. Oh, or something like that.
They've been promoting the shit out of this game on like Nickelodeon.
Oh, really?
And Disney.
Like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, well, there's a cartoon too. There's an like anime.
Of course, there is.
They're hitting it from all sides.
That makes sense. Hey, just to reiterate, if you're just tuning into the podcast, if you haven't been with us all day, we launched our Patreon today. We've been podcasting since 2 p.m., doing a telecast to celebrate the launch of our Patreon. We're trying to hit $5,000 by the end of the hour. We've got 40 minutes left, and we're getting really close. $4,471. We're almost there.
Holy shit.
$529 to go, and we hit our final goal of the evening.
Wow.
515 patrons. Amazing. Thank you to everybody who has contributed. Go to patreon.com/mega64 and help us out. If you like the videos we make here, help us make them bigger, better, and more often.
Yeah. We really appreciate it, everybody. Anyway, has anybody else been playing anything?
I got to start Rock Band finally.
Rock
Band 4.
Yes.
Did they fix that? Did we have
a patch was just implemented like a day or two ago. Okay.
Yeah, I got that patch and I didn't notice much. I'm a big Rock Band fan.
Yeah.
And I am happy I got Rock Band 4 because I am playing Rock Band again on my new console.
Yes.
However, it's like starting over again. Which would be fine if I didn't have all the old DLC, but man, getting that old DLC imported into your new game is really fucking difficult.
It took me all night for a few days. Yeah. It was.
So far, I've come to a point where it's not showing up when I try to sort it the way my online FAQs have told me to try to sort it. But regardless, just the game on the disc and the songs on the disc. There's some fun stuff out there. There's some new stuff that I definitely didn't know I wanted to play. Like, man, I was playing Panama by
Van Halen,
and fucking that song is a dancer. That one's great. But there's a lot of good stuff. I can confirm that the big Ion drum rocker that we had, Rocco, that would eventually just crash the game and shut down my PS3 because of a static electricity buildup.
Yeah.
Still does that to the PS4.
Really?
No.
Two songs.
Holy shit.
Two songs.
That thing sucks.
Hey, it's such a double-edged sword because the most fun I've had with Rock Band 4
is drumming on that.
Well, I shouldn't say that. The most fun in Rock Band 4 is now the guitar solos. Play the solo tutorial when you get the game to learn how to actually use the solo mode.
And then
play songs that have a lot of extended solos. You can sort it by that. That is so fucking fun. It makes you feel like Eddie Van Halen.
Oh. Cool. Okay.
If you figure it out, and it's very simple once you do figure it out, the soloing is a lot of fun. Now, Right up there, though, just in general with Rock Band, I know me and you, Rocco, we love to drum.
Yes, that's and my favorite thing.
I love turning it on to pro drums because that differentiates your cymbals from your toms.
Sure, yeah.
That's what I have the Ion Drum Rocker there and set up for. It's got all three cymbals, all of the drum toms. Everything is, like, really professionally set up, but you can play two songs.
That's so funny.
And then the fucking game will crash and the PS4 will shut down to the point of turning it back on. It gives you that bullshit warning where, you have improperly shut down the system.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
I found that two songs in, you got to unplug the drum controller, like play another song just on guitar or singing, and then play another song on drums.
Hey, I just want to say we reached $4,500.
That's
very amazing. $4,500. Our Patreon's only been live not even 6 hours. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. Thank
about 37 minutes to get it to 5,000, and we'll do
you.
It.
Let's
do
it. One of you.
We'll
Thank
do
you.
It.
$499 to go. We hit our final goal of the evening. I know we can do it.
If we hit 5,000, amazing things are going to happen at the end of the stream.
He'll take his underwear off.
Yeah.
All the way?
Yeah. I'm going all the way, baby.
Oh, his bros?
Oh, okay.
I've already seen it.
You haven't seen what I got.
Yours.
I've seen
your own.
You haven't seen. I'm saving something.
$489 to go. The patrons just keep coming in. What an amazing day today is. Anyways, just happy.
Anyway, well, there you go. Back to Rock Band talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got so frustrated with that thing. That's the only product that I think I spent some decent money on that I actually, like, beat up, tore into pieces, and threw in the dumpster. Like, I actually physically needed it to die. I didn't want it to be in my life anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was fun when it worked, though.
Yeah. Well, I can contest, like, that two songs in a row on drums is great. Then you just got to take a break.
Yeah.
And then you can play again.
Is
I know.
Is there any way to, like, ground it? Like,
He has tried. This is... I'm giving you my experience with a third part. I mean, I set up separate grounding wires.
You're an electrical technician.
Yeah.
There's a wire that goes to every tom, every cymbal. All of the drum pads have a grounded wire that runs out through my living room window into the outside ground rod that is inserted into the ground. I'm literally discharging the static electricity. And it still builds up over time and will short out the entire system. So Ion, your fucking product was like so close to being perfect.
Yeah.
But it never really quite worked for the PS3.
It cost
and still
a lot, too.
$300.
$300 for something that sucks.
If people may play on tile, it could be a totally different story. I'm in a house with carpet, so I don't know.
I used it here on
and
cement.
And we had problems.
Same thing, yeah.
Here's the kit.
But overall, the Rock Band 4 coming out with a new... the interface is snappier than ever.
I still love that.
Load times are, like, gone. You can drop in and drop out with ease. But the subtle, like, missing entries that were there in the previous entries, like the ability to change the volume on your microphone when you're singing...
I think they patched that.
I installed a patch last night when I played, and it still cannot adjust any volume settings or anything like
that.
It
makes it so that whole feature of
the echo and singing
is
it doesn't
work.
Until
they fix it.
The delay is so bad.
Yeah, because I have it pretty good here now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty
good. But have you got the options to change?
I haven't tried that.
It's not...
So I don't know.
Why is this even a conversation we're having?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
They had it right the first...
I don't think they had enough time to finish that game.
Yeah, it really... Like I said, I love Harmonix and I love Rock Band, but it really feels like we needed this out before Guitar Hero. Which, by the way, people keep telling me the new Guitar Hero is fun. Like, I've heard a lot of people try it. People seem to enjoy it. And I actually give them credit that they abandon everything about the franchise. Like, Rock Band is very much like, no, it's the thing you love. It's just on a new system. Okay, great. Guitar Hero has different buttons, different way to play.
Yeah, it looks crazy.
And how you play it, there's no DLC. There is Rock Band or Guitar Hero TV. Much like Mega 64 TV, it streams all day long different music videos. And you play along with them. If you want to like keep one of the songs, you can pay. But otherwise, you play whatever's on. You know, and just a lot of different interesting stuff. And I think that's cool for them to go. It's good they went a different route. Now, that being said, everyone's like, dude, the new Guitar Hero is better. New Guitar Hero is better than Rock Band. You going to try it? You going to try it? And my question every time is, can I drum? No. Okay.
Oh.
Wait, there's no drums?
No, it's just a guitar. It's like, well then...
Oh, they are really returning to roots.
Yeah, they are. But it's like, well, but why I play Rock Band is to drum.
To drum.
Yeah, and sing, and the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. So it's not going to be a replacement for me, but I'm not against trying it.
Yeah, it could be fun. Rock Band's the perfect party game.
Yeah.
So. The commercial for Guitar Hero that I have to see every time I use Twitch.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz. And
Yeah.
I feel like Lenny Kravitz somehow, like, he's like the... I feel like all the commercials for Rock Band and Guitar Hero always feature Lenny Kravitz. Like, Lenny Kravitz is the most badass rock star.
Yeah, you know, he really... He is a rock star with not having a song in how long?
Like 30 years.
Yeah, like, he hasn't had a song that was popular in a very long time. But he's still, like, everyone knows Lenny Kravitz. He's the rock star.
But if you saw him, it's still like, whoa, Lenny Kravitz.
I guess.
I wouldn't.
He's got rock star.
No, I mean,
bust out of him.
The character creation in Rock Band 4, too, it seemed like, man, they took a lot of options out.
Oh, there's almost nothing left.
There was, like, four hairstyles.
You can't make your own logo anymore. Like, I liked it.
Yeah.
But
just to create my character, like, looking like me... Really limited from where it used to be as far as like facial types and hairstyles and
But you know what? I see what you're saying, but now it's just like I'm just glad that I can play this game again on the new console.
I'm still happy.
But at the end of the day, I totally get it, but I'm glad that it's there.
Yeah. And it is, and at the end of the day as well, it is so much snappier and quicker and everything loads in and out. And that's an important thing.
Hopefully I'll go on. I think my goal is to get on my PS3, look at my list of DLC songs, and pick out like my favorite ones.
Right.
Because it's going to take by individually looking them up and re-downloading them.
Yeah.
And maybe just doing like 10 or 12 of those.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. Hey, thanks again to everybody who's donated to our Patreon. We are $460 away from our goal of the evening. We're trying to hit $5,000. We have 31 minutes left to raise that money, just over $400. Go ahead to patreon.com/mega64. Help us out. Steve VB is here from very far away.
We haven't even introduced. Yeah. You're here.
Here's our friend Steve.
He brought us this.
What is that?
It's a gift.
Jolly old England.
Customs took it apart because they didn't trust the British flag here.
Oh, who trusts that flag?
What does it say? Great British Sweets?
Yep.
That sounds
that's
like
the proper way of saying it.
That sounds like some terrorist shit to me.
Yeah,
I'm thinking anthrax and A-bombs as soon as I open this package.
That looks like C4.
Yeah.
Plastic explosives.
Whoa!
Oh, look at that.
Great British Sweets. Now, what do we have in here?
Some self-promotion.
Variety.
What are we looking at here? We've got Fizz Whiz, Superload.
Gotta love it.
It's supposed to be retro.
Superload.
All right. Fizz Whiz Superload sounds like ejaculate.
Yeah,
that's
what you're going to see.
Super loud.
If we had 5,000.
Super loud.
What's this? What's blackjack?
No, that's gum. I've had blackjack before.
Blackjack gum. I've had that.
Drumstick gum.
I haven't had that.
Steve, is this like
Spider-Man is in here?
Variety?
Are those candy cigarettes?
Not only called candy.
Candy sticks.
But it's Spider-Man. That's not British. So
no, Spider-Man candy sticks.
Spider-Man's not British.
We've got
what is that?
Sherbert Fountain.
Peter Pettigrew. I thought Peter Pettigrew was from...
These were some of my favorite things whilst growing up.
What is that?
White mice.
White mice.
Open up those white mice.
White mice.
Okay.
Sherbert Fountain. See how they run.
We've got jellies, candies. We've got all kinds of stuff in here. Wow.
Thank you.
What is that?
Oh, they're individual mice?
Sweets.
Yeah.
Oh, this is white chocolate.
Oh,
I'll try a white mouse.
That's good.
It's not like a sour thing?
No.
No, it's just white chocolate.
Tastes like mice.
Oh, that's good.
Does it taste like mice?
It's like a little rodent.
Yeah.
Tastes like mice. Tastes like vermin.
Yeah.
Classic recipe.
Mice tastes good.
Sherbet Fountain.
Sherbet. Awesome.
Sherbet.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for doing this.
Actually, there is no R. Yeah, I think it's...
I'm going to predict this lasts about 2 or 3 days, if that.
Can we try the Sherbet Fountain?
Yeah. What happens a lot of times when I end the podcast is I look and like, oh yeah, there's food in the set, and I run over and like I try to eat whatever.
So whilst you're doing merch, you're going to eat.
Yeah, every time that there's food on the podcast set, I come back here about Monday 2 p.m. and it is all gone
because I was editing the podcast and I remembered that was there and I started eating it.
How do we make it fountain?
I don't know. This looks like illicit substance.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Maybe that's why they
it.
Took it apart.
Did you take a nip?
What'd you do?
Take a bump.
Yeah, do a snooter.
There's a viral video this week of a girl taking a bump of cocaine at a Houston Astros baseball game.
Oh, and they put her on the Jumbotron?
That. Yeah, well, I don't think they put her on the Jumbotron. It's not confirmed that she's snorting cocaine, but I love all the comments on the YouTube video where just, go to the bathroom for that shit.
I mean, really, yeah.
Because she's just in the stands.
How funny.
Just a toot. She wanted to...
just a story.
Just a tutor.
Yeah, I don't know if we need this because this seems to be like a licorice thing. You lick and then you dip back in.
A lick and dip situation.
It's something that you consume.
Yeah.
What's your story?
Yeah. So about a week ago, I got to go see Akira Yamaoka, who was the composer of Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who was on tour. And basically, I mean, so this is a really rare thing. Not only is this Silent Hill series dead.
Right.
But, you know, how often do you get to see Akira Yamaoka, like, outside of Japan? So I go there, I get a signed Akira Yamaoka poster, which is really cool.
Right.
And there were some people behind me that were just talking throughout the entire concert.
Oh. That's
what they paid. They paid to go see Akira Yamaoka and just talk, just catch up.
What is that? We saw Queens of the Stone Age, and there's a lady literally on Facebook the entire time.
Yeah, almost
just like
the
scrolling
whole show.
Through her feed. It's like, what? Why did you come?
So
why?
Eventually, I turn around and I go up to them. And I was like, oh, excuse me. And it was a very strange exchange. They were like, oh, hi, and they were like, what's your name? And I was like, oh, it's Steve. And they like introduced themselves. And the girl that you could fucking hear over everyone else was like, oh, I'm Sally or something. and I was Sally. Like, oh, yeah, I'm Steve. And then I just went, yeah, I don't know about you, but when I pay to go to a concert, I don't go to like just hear people fucking chit chat.
I don't know about you.
What did they say?
It was still a polite exchange. They were like, sorry. Yeah, it's because we're at the bar. Because it wasn't the biggest place.
Sure.
But then there was like, I end up in the corner near the bar. No one else was fucking talking at the bar. These three were. They weren't even looking even remotely at the stage. And I was like, yeah, so I don't know why you're here. Like,
you go to another bar.
You need to go. And they were just like, oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. And I turn around and then a few minutes later, who does he think he is?
Oh, even louder so you
can
hear.
I'm the fucking stupid bitch. Yeah. So if you're watching, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they probably are watching.
They probably donated.
They probably donated 64
fans. That was me. That was when we went to that Aquabats panel at Comic-Con. If the Aquabats had heard me, they probably wouldn't work with us.
Hey, yeah, I think I like filmed those kids behind us. It wouldn't shut the fuck up.
There were kids talking 100% of the time. Yeah, da 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 da. And they would have a joke after every line said on stage. Hey, hey guys, we were just working on Yo Gabba Gabba. All Yo Gabba, your Gabba. I mean, they're not funny.
Hey, I think they were dressed up as like Homestuck.
Homestuck,
It was,
and they were talking the whole time, and it was like no one was saying anything, and it went on and on and on, and something in my brain just broke. And shut the fuck up! Oh my god, Jesus fucking Christ! No one wants to hear you talking,
Rocco.
Just fuck off! Shut the fuck up!
He has a low tolerance for being annoying in public.
Hey, I let it go on. It went on for like half an hour before I said anything. It wasn't like they just talked and I said that.
I can understand the constant talking if it's like a really bad concert.
Yeah.
You can sort of vaguely understand that.
Yeah.
But I just don't get why you would pay to go see such a rare thing and talk.
Yeah, yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, no, but anyway, yeah. And the same thing, why it reminded me of that is that I did all that and I could hear them for a second go, like, imitate me. Like, shut the fuck up. And they were there for like 30 more seconds and kept doing that and then just, do you guys want to go? Okay.
Yeah, they all awkwardly left. Which
mission accomplished.
It was so awkward.
Like when you tell someone to shut the fuck up in like a theater and they're like,
oh, how dare you?
Yeah.
For once, I'd like to see someone go, oh, yeah. Like,
I shouldn't have been doing that. I got dragged to see the first Hunger Games movie, and then in the theater, I got yelled at for eating my M&Ms too loud.
Yeah, I've been, that's happened to me a million times.
I wasn't talking, I was eating my candy too loud and got yelled at Hunger Games.
That's something that I can't imagine.
There was a time Can
you stop making all that noise with your candy bag? I'm trying to watch the movie.
Yeah.
They yelled that because I was making too much noise, so they yelled
more
words at me. I was crinkling my bag too much, so they yelled at me. to quiet down the movie experience.
I'm super sensitive about any noise I make in a theater. I was quietly, I mean, I was telling you, I was so delicate eating popcorn, and a guy went, "You almost finished?"
Oh.
I was like, maybe. No, no, no. Some left.
When I went to go
And that turned it up after that.
Oh, real quick. Later on in the movie, that girl started arguing with her friend. Like, quiet. No, shut up. Turn your phone.
Yeah.
No. They were, like, arguing. So then the person I was with, thank God, I felt so good. They were like, could you, like, so obvious, could you stop talking over there? Trying to watch a movie. I was like, I was too embarrassed to say anything, but thanks to that person.
When I went to see the Dragon Ball Z movie, which it was only shown like about a month ago in the UK.
Oh, wow.
It was a really tiny room, and I was sat next to the one guy who just like, he would go, ha ha! Like, like when any joke happened, and even like when something not even remotely funny was happening, he was going, ha ha, yeah! And then, like, Vegeta would do something. Oh, I can't believe it.
I was talking to these guys about this the other day, but do you ever go to a serious movie and everybody in the audience is really affected by something that's sad or something that's scary, but there's always one person who, I actually thought that was really funny, and they laugh during the sad part?
Yeah.
I remember when I saw The Green Mile in theaters. This was years ago.
Oh, God, yeah.
This is a movie came out in 1999. I'm going to spoil a part real quick, but they step on the mouse in The Green Mile, this cute animal. They stomp it with their foot, and it comes as a shock. So everybody in the theater is, except for one person. And I'm just thinking, like, yeah, you're fucking cool.
Yeah.
You're so much cooler and better than everyone else because you think it's funny when stuff gets stepped on.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're so edgy and cool.
That happened at a screening of one of the Lord of the Rings movies. I don't remember which, but there was a guy just like, ha, these fucking nerds! Like, it's like,
yeah,
just leave. You're here with everyone else.
I always
just
feel like that person who purposely laughs when stuff is sad is acting like they're better than everyone else in the theater.
They just can't show emotion.
That is someone who is so fucked up in their
life.
They've been so ignored and they are so scarred by real life issues that they take it out on the familiar in the movie theater.
It's like, ooh, this makes you sad because this is the kind of stuff I laugh at.
And they go home and fucking cry. They can't talk to Bethany anymore.
They pre-order tickets for Suicide Squad.
Someone mentioned about like talking during like the previews, the trailers. What's your opinion on that? If someone has a go at you for like talking during,
you know,
I don't care.
We've had that happen.
I care about that. Look. When you're in the movie theater, it's okay to whisper something to the person you're with. If you're having a conversation and other people not involved in that conversation
can hear
you,
shut
the fuck up.
My theory is all is fair game when the lights are on and when the second they dim.
Yeah, I guess that's how I feel.
Honestly, I'm not going to call anybody out, but I feel, and this is nobody here, but I feel the only acceptable thing when you're watching trailers is when the trailer is done, you lean over the person and be like, I want to see that.
Yeah. Which is there's a blank space.
Say
that they can do that.
But I will say, if someone ends up saying something, da 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 da, and that's it. I don't, during a trailer, it doesn't. Hey, he had to go get something. Okay, you know, whatever.
But no, but
my tolerance is higher.
When people are having a full conversation, ignoring the trailer, and the mentality is like, well, the movie hasn't started yet, so this doesn't matter. It's like, well, no, this theater isn't like your personal conversation lounge.
Bit,
like, go outside and talk. People in here are seated and watching what's on the screen. Yeah. That's what you're here to do.
How do you deal with, because I've been with a certain friend of mine who will talk quite loudly during the trailers, or they will just be talking, and you're just like, you're just going, you're not saying anything because the conversation will continue.
You want them to shut up.
Like,
so
they
you
go, they do that.
Oh, I just shush people. I'd probably just be like, shh.
I'll talk to you after.
But I want friends.
I got some friends, and they all rule.
You'll lose bad friends that way.
All my friends are great. We're all the same
It'll
page.
Be a good way to filter them out.
I'll never forget one time I was in the theater, and some guy wanted to do a bit. And it was just recently, and it was about 300. He stood up during the movie and went, Spartans!
Ew!
Let's show them who they're fighting.
What?
I swear to God, did that in a movie theater? I don't remember the movie.
That sounds familiar.
He did it in the movie theater. His friends around him, I said some frat or something like that, started to stand up, and some guy, sit the fuck down! And all of them.
Yeah.
And that was the movie.
You remember, we used to go to this theater in like 2003, 2004, 2005 era.
Do you remember the theater we used to go to where they do like a trivia contest?
Oh, yeah. They kept doing that. They stopped.
And it was a guy who was always dressed up like Indiana Jones, and it was never an Indiana Jones movie. It was like
before, I don't remember that.
Before a Batman movie or before a Harry Potter movie, he'd always have like brown khakis, a white shirt tucked in, and a brown fedora, and he'd always be like, so stupid, like, who wants to do some movie trivia? I'd be like, fucking nobody. Yeah. Leave.
And I remember watching for Revenge of the Sith to start, and they were like, all right, let's do some Star Wars trivia. We're going to give some posters. Hey, it's 11:58. You can do that, and in 2 minutes, if this isn't over, you're dead.
Yeah, they would postpone the movie to do stupid trivia.
And then I remember thinking, like, I hope he's killing 2 minutes. And then, like, okay, it's going, whatever. People are winning stuff. All right, fine. But then he's like, all right, now two of our staff members are going to have a lightsaber fight. And it was oh, and I'm looking, and it's like 11:59:30, and I'm like, in 30 seconds, we can legally kill you. And sure enough, it hit midnight, and everyone, get the fuck back here! Shut up! Hit the play button! Hit the fucking play button!
Start the reel!
It was like, everyone was in kind of a cute mood, and it turned into blood.
That's hilarious.
But really, it's like, we're here for a thing. Just do it. You know?
I'm here to see you and your friends. Lightsaber battle.
What's a battle? I mean, who won?
The lightsaber. They didn't start.
They were poking each other for a solid 30 seconds.
They're laughing. This is really funny to them.
They had fun. No one else did. But anyway.
Hey. On that note, I do want to say we're making great progress with our Patreon. We are $393 away from our goal.
Damn.
Trying to hit $5,000. By the end of the night, we have 532 patrons. It's been a truly amazing day. Thank you, everybody, who has already donated. If you've been watching us all day, thank you for tuning in. And just thank you for being a fan. We love it. This is so good.
Thank you for being a fan.
Couldn't be more grateful.
Go to patreon.com/mega64 if you haven't done so yet. Help us out.
Yes, someone in the chat says, can I quit fucking yelling? I'm sorry I did that! I'm so sorry!
Closer to the mic, I think.
Yeah, Eric, he needs to get closer to the mic, right?
Yeah.
Did he even pick that up? I'm sorry. I should have been closer.
We do have sponsors.
Jamba Juice?
Sponsor time!
Is it Jamba Juice?
Hey, I want to thank our sponsors, Kickapoo Joy Juice. We got Kickapoos on deck. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and get a delicious soda. It is 100% sweet. Almost with real sugar. None of that corn syrup bullshit.
None.
We don't do that here. I don't think
my first time trying it. It was amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
It's so amazing they won't let it into my country.
What kind did you try? Steve?
What was it? Fuzzy navel?
That's my favorite. I'm a fan of the fuzzy navel. It's peach flavored. They're all good.
Yeah, go to drinkkickapoo.com and get one for yourself. All right. Boys.
Not cute.
Jesus Christ.
We're trying to raise money.
Follow them at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter, and you can get updates on the soft drink. Where can you drink it? Who's drinking it? What celebrities are drinking a Kickapoo right now? They're going to tell you. They're going to tweet out, oh, look, Stephen Hawking is throwing one back. You know, whatever. He's chugging them, dumping them on.
He likes energy drinks.
He's feeding some to Siri or whatever.
Of all people you say.
The energy drinks get his mind going.
Yeah, right? How does he power all his shit? He can't run that all off his spine.
I bet you Neil deGrasse Tyson fucking chugs Kickapoo before he does all that space gazing shit.
He goes, ooh, this seems most logical to me.
When Bill Nye's going to go debate someone, I've seen him pound it in the green room.
Yeah, Bill Nye the soda guy. That's why they call him that.
Yeah, but not only that, the atheist banana man. I'm sure he likes Kickapoo too.
He likes the can because it's a perfect shape.
Yeah, Kickapoo does prove the existence of God. So open up a Kickapoo today and believe.
Anyway, so pick up one of those. And also, thank you, Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64. You get a box of stuff every month, and there's lots of fun prizes. There's items in there, shirts, whatever. You don't know what you're going to get every month. It's a mystery. But if you subscribe through that link, you're going to get good stuff every month. And you get a special rate if you go through our address. Use the keyword Mega64 when you check out. Next month, who knows what's going to be in the box? What's going to be in next month, do you think?
Candy crate. A British candy crate.
Could be. Jizzlers. It could be anything. Could be
Superload.
Shoes.
Try that out.
Holly, shoes. Just shoes.
Paul in the chat says, come.
Leather shoes.
That'd be a hell of a crate. You can make leather shoes.
Come crate.
They could put
Is it a super load?
Prunes.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's a load.
Prunes.
Gives you a list.
Yes.
Prunes are a good source of fiber. That's super load. Yeah.
Getting aroused.
Yeah. So there you have it. That could be in there. Who knows? Subscribe and find out. Check it out. LootCrate.com.
That's a super load. LootCrate.com. And also go to shop.mega64.com.
Yes.
We are promoting the Patreon today. Patreon.com/Mega64. But if you don't want to do that, buy a shirt from our shop.
Yeah, you always get a thing from us, and it always helps. It always helps support the show.
Oh, wow.
Helps us to continue.
This is awful.
It sounds like it's raining outside. This guy's mouth. Listen to that.
He's got some echoing down the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa. That's going to blow a tooth out.
I think that's hot when you buy it.
That stuff promised to be loud.
Don't drink Kickapoo and eat the.
Do it.
The
hot. Oh, you'll blow up.
Make your head explode.
Here.
Explode.
What? Oh, he's gonna have a
you
sip.
Need, you need more.
He's gonna drink soda and these superpower pop rocks.
You need a lot of super load. And you need a lot of Kickapoo.
Is my mouth?
You need a real big close up.
All right.
What is this?
Is there any equipment that I need to be careful of?
No.
Okay.
Here we go.
Is my head going to blow up?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Get a big...
Why am I putting in my hand?
Get a big pile.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
He's doing it. Uh-oh.
Go.
Chug it.
I'm going to
attempt. Shake your head around. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's
my God.
Shoe bar. Like a dog. Cool. What's happening?
Nothing.
Hold on. I don't know what I expected there. I thought maybe something would happen. Guess not.
Is he good?
Take what we can get. That's weird. It looks like he enjoyed it.
Apparently, it's a
it was tasty.
Classic
so
retro sweet, but I have no fucking clue.
Nice. All right.
Cool. So get a Loot Crate and look out for the British sweets on the way.
Yeah, there you go.
There is a British
Loot Crate. Hey, we only have 11 minutes left.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. In our podcast. We haven't yet hit our goal, but we still have time, so we're trying to raise...
Let's do it. Let's hit 5,000.
We're trying to raise $383... Just over $380 in the next 11 minutes.
Whoa,
I'm confident
order.
We could do it.
But this is not the only day. If you're watching on Tuesday,
Eric,
you can still go to the Patreon.
You can still contribute.
But you know what? Like I said, all day we've been meeting our goals, but we've been hitting a bunch of them just 10 minutes afterwards.
Yeah.
So this is our final goal of the evening. Let's really finish strong.
Let's hit this one early.
Let's hit this one. We've got 11 minutes to hit $5,000. Just over $380 left to go. If you're on the fence, if you haven't, you know, you don't know if you want to contribute or not, please go to patreon.com/mega64. Help us out.
Even if it's a buck, you know?
Is Bishamuda a stretch goal?
We're doing it for you.
You do. We get to meet Bishamuda, yes.
Whoa.
Bishamuda will be in the Gamer Wars movie.
Meet, but may not, you know, could be dangerous.
Oh!
Well, if we meet her, we might have to switch locations again.
Yeah.
We might.
Yeah, get out of this arcade.
Yeah.
See you all at Game Day.
Yeah, I'm so excited for
Game
Day.
My third one.
I can't believe it. Excited about
that. Your fifth one?
Third.
Third one. Wow.
You should all go.
Try some of these gummies.
Oh, I'm going to go to Game Day, I think. I think I've decided.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to do it this year.
I got invited to my friend's Friendsgiving Game Day's weekend, so now I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I mean, are they going to have stuffing?
I got invited by, about like 10 things on the Sunday of Game Day.
Yeah,
I do not know what...
Those are real good.
What are they?
You get a handful.
It's like kind of like food snacks.
Old-timey licorices kind of thing?
They look yummy.
I bet the orange ones taste the best.
So,
oh, the white mice.
Hey, I wanted to say real quick, we didn't really get to like movie stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see, I told you before, I saw Mulholland Drive. It put me on a kick. Oh, now I want to see more David Lynch stuff.
Yeah.
And I am not done. I wasn't able to finish in time for this. But I watched most of Eraserhead.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
I don't know what my opinion is.
Yeah? I didn't like it.
Why don't you watch Blue Velvet?
I will.
That's
you know
like,
what?
That's the one that he's most famously known for.
But it's not really readily available in the way that these other ones have been.
Oh, really?
I have it on DVD.
Is it on Netflix now?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I just watched it like a month
ago. I hear you talk about David Lynch, and it's getting to the point where it sounds like you're going out of your way to not watch Blue
Velvet.
Just
seeing what's in front of me.
Huh.
I'll let you borrow Inland Empire.
Oh,
please
God,
don't.
No.
Don't watch that.
No, I've seen some of that already.
I feel like I need to be watching.
I haven't. It wasn't that I hadn't seen any of David Lynch. I had seen some of Mulholland.
Oh,
Drive.
I'm sorry.
I've seen some, you know, whatever.
Hylian 17 says Blue Velvet sucks.
Oh, okay.
I retract it.
Shit.
But I will, I don't know how I feel about Eraser.
Blue Velvet sucks.
You know, Eraserhead's out there,
this
man.
This is so good.
People in the chat asking if we saw the Japanese Star Wars trailer.
Yeah. I did not.
No.
I stay away from that.
Now,
I haven't even seen the
I've seen enough.
One. Yeah.
I'm good.
But I've seen images from it this through Twitter or
are they showing more?
Facebook or GIF. Yeah. Yeah. And there's people. Okay, here's the thing.
I don't need to see more.
I saw it was on Reddit. And I said, oh, fuck it. I'll watch it. I hit play. Second one. Boom. New shot. Paused it. Like, you know what? Let's read the comments first. And the comments are like, this is like a new trailer. I wish I didn't see this. I kind of know what the movie's about now. I'm like, oh, thank God. I didn't see it anymore past that one frame. All right. We're good.
So
but,
far.
Yeah, what is that?
I've held off on seeing... I had the fucking Walking Dead spoiled for me, of course.
Yeah.
But I've held off on this new Star Wars trailer, so I still...
I just don't.
I'm trying to hold off and just go see the movie when it comes out.
I love articles that are like, showrunner discusses person that died last night in last night's episode, you know, for like a TV show.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't think that's a fucking spoiler?
Why would you want to know whether this person's alive or not? Like, it's always like, are they alive or not? This person will tell you. It's like... Why not fucking watch it? And
it was just—it was obvious. Like you would with the Walking Dead thing. Like I would hear buzz about, oh, they killed the main character. Okay, wish I didn't know that. Oh, here's all this picture of this one main character all the time. Yeah. It's like, well, it's fucking obvious to me now.
Yeah, I remember. I don't like Game of Thrones, and I remember last season there was an episode or something happened or someone died. I really don't know. I'm not going to spoil it because I don't know. But I'm making up this example, but it was like. 800 people all posting. Well, I guess don't do archery unless you plan to die. And it's like, okay, so I'm going to watch every episode now, waiting for a guy with a bow and arrow to be killed.
Right,
you
exactly.
know, it's like, just shut up, just stop.
That's really amazing. Like your commentary adds nothing. You watch the show.
Yeah, it adds nothing to it.
You watch the show, and they give you the like every week they give you a story. Your thoughts on it have no input. All you are doing is ruining something you liked so that somebody else cannot experience it in the same way you did. And that's the way that you liked it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
They don't want you to have the same experience they did.
If you didn't see it in the first 24 hours, it's your fault.
But somehow, like,
that's
it's just, it's almost like you feel better letting other people know, like, I saw this before you, so I'm cooler than you. And
yeah, that's all it is.
And now I'm going to make sure that you can't even enjoy it because you're not as cool as me.
Part of the experience is, first!
For a lot of people that do that on my feed, it's always like, you can tell that they're emotionally affected by whatever it was. Like, specifically the Game of Thrones example.
Sure.
Like, that episode was just like, oh, wow, did not expect that.
Yeah.
But I was working that night, so I didn't get to see it right at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, sure,
so
of course.
I didn't get to see it until the next day. But the first thing I see when I get onto Facebook is somebody going, I'm so bummed out that... And I'm like, oh.
I have this friend. People in the chat already know this, but I have this friend who never watches Game of Thrones the night it comes out.
Right.
They always wait like 2 or 3 days. And I watch it the night it comes out, and they always ask me, like, was it a good episode?
That's a word.
Yeah.
What?
Was it a good episode? So, I just started spoiling stuff for a made-up character. I made up a character named Needle Dick, and I would always just be like, oh, you're not going to believe it, dude.
Needle Dick.
Arya, it was so fucked up, I wanted to cry. Dude, Arya got molested. What? Yeah, dude. This character named Needle Dick, like... Man, she went to use the bathroom, and Needle Dick's like armored hand like came out of the toilet. Needle Dick molested her, man, and he'd be like, "Halt, Needle Dick." And after a while, I started catching on. So then, I could write my own separate Game of Thrones book, The Chronicles of Needle Dick. I have made up so many plots about
armor.
Needle Dick. Yeah, Needle Dick wears armor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
does he ride
it.
A horse?
If you have it somewhere, can you read it at some point?
I don't, because I talked to this person over Steam, and so the Steam chats get lost. Nah. But.
Damn.
I was in a club once, as many years ago, when Lost was on, and the DJ stops like mid-set to go, did anyone see Lost last night? And he's like spoiled something from like...
At the
fuck?
Club?
What the fuck? In a game
spoiling
club,
Lost
in
at
the
club.
Mid-set, he was like, does everyone watch Lost? Woo! Did everyone see what happened last night? And then he just like spoiled the fucking
club. Well, at least he didn't postpone his set to finish the finale episode.
Then someone went, 24 hours, you had your chance.
You had your chance.
I don't think that applies. My thing is like a year. Hey, you had a year. Okay, you can get by with that. The way I feel though, is if you're if you accidentally spoil something, I think there's a limit. Like
when Sean spoiled The Martian for me.
Accidents happen, Sean.
Like, I feel like if Garrett said right now some big spoiler about an old show I'm watching, like I'm watching fucking Seinfeld, and Seinfeld dies or something. If Garrett says that now, and it's like, well, man, what the fuck?
I would feel bad.
Yeah, you'd feel bad, but you could say, hey, man, it's been many years.
It's been 15
years. I think going out of your way to do it is bad no matter how long.
Yeah.
Because, if I'm going out of my way, well, wait till you see Seinfeld dies. It's like, dude.
I'll say it again. The Sunday after Star Wars comes out, we're saying everything. Like, we're all going to see it.
Well,
just
we'll give some fair warning.
Please let everyone know that there's a twist.
There's a twist.
I'm not going to say what.
No, I'm going to say everything happens in that fucking movie.
80 minutes
ready
in.
For it.
I'm not going to tell you what the twist is, but
we've all going to see it.
Every movie has a twist. It's not spoiling anything.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. I hate that kind of justification stuff. Well, you had to know. Well, you know, da 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 da. Well, you had to know. No, I didn't really have to know.
No, yeah,
I didn't.
I didn't put any thought into it. I couldn't figure that out, I guess, but I purposely blocked that out of my head, so I didn't think of it.
No, the worst is I remember during Lost, somebody would die. Whoa! I love that girl. Can't believe she's dead. And I'd just be like, why the fuck did you just say that?
Yeah.
And the person's response, and this happened multiple times, is, you don't know who I'm talking about.
I know, I hate
it. It's like,
oh my God.
Maybe I'm not as stupid as you are. Maybe I do know who I'm talking about. Did you ever think about
that?
I
don't understand that you're watching an episode, and you're like, waiting for this thing to happen. You're expecting this thing to happen. Yeah.
Well, I'm watching an episode, and some girl's like, I'm going to go by myself and climb that ridge. Oh, but don't worry, guys. I'll be safe. And I'm just thinking, like, Jesus Christ.
Well, now I know.
Why did they fucking say anything?
I know we've said it 1,000 times. We've talked about it on here before. But I'll still never forget when the Harry Potter books came out. And it was during Comic-Con. And we kept having people, man. Page 135. Enough said. Right?
That's all I'm going to say.
And it's like, guys, you are wrecking this book. I'm counting down to this fucking page.
I don't know how I made that weekend without having that fucking book.
Oh, not only that, our good friend, I'll throw him under the bus. Fuck it, Chaz.
Chaz.
Who has been in many Mega 64 videos, lost some significant friendship points with me when Harry Potter came out, and he screen-capped and underlined the page and the line that said
something.
I'm going to say it.
You should say it.
It's going on 10 years.
Yeah. Well, to read Harry Potter.
Snape killed Dumbledore. He underlined that and posted it on Facebook. Well,
that's
fucked
up.
At the time, it was Live Journal. The night the book came out.
You didn't need to read that.
He also drove past people waiting in line to buy the book at Barnes & Noble and screamed that out at them, which is so fucked up. That's not cool. That's not fun.
Oh, no, exactly. That's the argument. It's like, well, you didn't have to read it. It's your choice. Right. You're off all my social media. Your phone number's deleted from my phone.
Wow.
You're not invited to my
birthday. And I was going to say, actually, segue into that. I always delete anybody off Facebook or Twitter or whatever. But it's typically a Facebook thing because I add whoever on Facebook. And on Twitter, I only follow who I want to see.
Right.
But on Facebook, I delete anybody who kind of spoils anything. Not even things I'm interested in, but just anything. Hey, all I'm going to say is I hate I've already seen how Fallout 4 ends, and all I'm going to say is blah, 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 blah. Now, I may not play Fallout 4. I don't know. But what else are you going to spoil?
Yep.
You know, it's kind of the whole like mafia thing. Don't work for someone who kills because they may kill you. You know,
when I finished The Phantom Pain, I felt bad saying that. Even something like that, I was disappointed by the ending. I felt it was difficult for me to even post that because I was worried like, would people be affected by that?
You're sensitive, and other people are not about that.
I think if you want to talk to somebody about a show or a movie or anything that you like, talk to them.
Yeah.
Don't declare. Don't just write something and send it out to the entire world. Just talk to somebody who's already seen it.
That goes just back to the nature of commenting, though, because I always like to. People post stuff on my Facebook wall and our YouTube channel. I do like to respond because, I've never been a fan of sending something out, declare this, and walk away. I like to respond. You know, when somebody goes, wow, these guys have gone to shit. I like to respond, why? Why do you think that's happened? And I'm not even trying to like goat them. I'm just I'm curious your reasoning. Like what are you looking for that we're not delivering? You know, I like to know that stuff. On that same note, kind of a segue, but I want to say real quick, a new thing that I'm trying. Some people at home know about this kind of thing, but there's this kind of comment, and I'm aware of it now, what I like to call the backseat editor or the backseat filmmaker, which is lately it's been happening more and more. We get comments that are, should have done this. Oh, should have filmed Solid Snake. Yeah, should have had him do the Fulton balloon, tie a balloon to someone. Should have done this, should have done that. Yeah, should have done whatever. People who have never made a video in their life or have done anything creative, putting that out there. And that's fine. I mean, you leave whatever comment you want. But I'm also free to respond to that. because like I said, I don't like it to just be throwing something out into the dark. So I have a new thing where when I see a comment like that, I give, inspired by my man here, Mr. Chatfield.
Oh, wow.
Sean did something a long time ago that was so dismissive of the thing that I said that I went, no, I need to send that out into the world.
Yeah.
The one thing he's not allowed to say is, nah.
I've never said that.
But now when I see comments like that, oh, you should have done da-da-da-da, like a 10-paragraph plan for a video, I just go, nah. Because
also,
that's, you know, we're sharing opinions.
It hurts.
We're
also, too, majority of the time, the thing we should have done is the number one idea everybody on Earth has.
That we probably already talked
like,
about.
When we came up with an idea to do the Metal Gear Solid video, we had a long discussion about, like, tying balloons to people, but ultimately decided that's not what we wanted to do.
That's not going
to
work.
Yeah. We had a long discussion about that.
Can't believe you didn't do it.
But then everybody's
should have done it.
Everybody's first reaction is, should have done the balloon. And yeah, it's like, well, can't you look at the comments and see that that's the first thought everybody on Earth has? Should we be praised for going a little bit beyond just the first impulse? No, should have done it. It would have been better.
Nah.
Nah.
So I decided,
I like would have been better or would have been good to imply that it totally sucked. Because we didn't do the basic first idea that popped into our heads.
So, yeah, exactly that. Now when I see the backseat filmmaker, that's what I'll call it. The backseat filmmaker, when they leave a comment, should have done this. Well, you should have. Lazy armchair comment, just, yeah, should have done whatever. I like to return the laziness with a solid nah.
Nah.
Nah. So look for that on our upcoming videos. You'll see me in the comments. You'll see some nah from me. Because, you know, the people who are doing that are not in this chat right now. They are a different crowd. These guys know what's up.
It's
the people on YouTube. Yeah. You know, that's
these
a different
crowd.
These are
patrons
crowd
here.
All right.
Anyway.
We're past 8 o'clock, so we didn't quite hit our goal, but we made a lofty final total when it's all done after 6 hours of doing this show. $4,744.20.
Dude.
Thank you to our 500
and
50 patrons.
That's insane.
Wow.
Yeah, we hit 2 milestones.
Thank you.
50 patrons.
Highly successful Patreon
launch.
Didn't
quite get Sean off the show.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, we were kind of hoping.
About halfway to
we got Shakespeare Theater coming. What else do we attain?
What's that?
A new web series?
A new web series is on the way. Better
Theater.
Podcast?
New web series, better podcast. It's all going to be coming to you very soon.
Still got those other goals to hit?
Eric, you know what it is. We talked to you about it.
Thank you, everybody, for watching the podcast. And I want to say, I hope to see everybody. I guess there won't be a podcast next week.
No.
Game
I guess
we'll
no.
be doing
game
It'll
days.
Be a game day.
But if you're at game
maybe,
days.
Maybe later in the week we'll upload something or whatever. We'll work that out.
Nah.
But it won't be live.
Well,
should
have
streamed it. Should have streamed it.
This fucking guy.
Should have streamed it live. Anyway, thank you everybody for watching the podcast tonight. And I want to say, I hope to see you guys at game days next week. Cannot wait. Come visit us. The schedule is on our site, mega64.com/gamedays. Go there, and you'll know when to meet us at Disneyland. And man, we got some surprises in store.
We do.
Saturday and Sunday.
So come on down. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday. But again, Saturday sold out. But Sunday, come join us at Disneyland, and it's going to be a blast. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We appreciate all your support. Have a good night.
Has a point at the top for ease of entry, just the right shape, the human mouth,